1-800-DUI-OA is now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Stay home and trust Jubal's friends with a free remote consultation from Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Call 1-800-DUI-OA or visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com.
1-800-DUI-OA.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Good morning. I was looking for Reese.
This is she.
Hi, Reese. We've never actually met before, but my name is Pastor Jimmy, and I was recently hired at the Church. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for asking. The reason I'm calling you today is that I was looking through our records, and I noticed that your giving had dropped off a few months ago. Is there any specific reason for that?
No, I've gone to church a couple times, but I haven't been in a little while, which is probably why.
You haven't been to church in a little while.
Yeah, it's been a kind of a crazy past 2 months. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question, Reese.
Yeah.
Would God say that?
I think God's understanding of...
Well, let me just throw out a scenario. Let's say Reese was down and out, maybe prostituting her body for a cheeseburger on the corner. Would God say he's too busy to help you? I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he...
I don't think he would.
I think he'd probably be first in line.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. I think that's pretty different, though, like not being able to go to church for a couple months and the idea of...
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't see how they're related.
You get my point. He might need your help on Sunday to come to church, but when you're down and out doing what you do, I'm sure you ask him for help. What if he was too busy?
I kind of feel like this is a little harsh. I don't mean any disrespect.
I think you started disrespecting the big guy a long time ago when you stopped showing up to his house on Sundays, didn't we?
I don't think it's appropriate for you to be calling me up and telling me that you're disappointed me for God or whatever you're saying.
I wasn't saying that I was disappointed in you. I think he's very disappointed. And if there's somebody that I wouldn't want to get on his bad side, it'd be our Lord and Savior. Am I correct?
Excuse me, Pastor Jimmy, but what happened to the whole, don't judge your neighbor thing? Because you're being incredibly condescending.
Well, maybe the reason that you're not attending church is because you're out late, partying it up, taking your top off for random gentlemen.
Excuse me, but that is so none of your business and incredibly, you have no place to be talking to me about these things.
Well, what am I supposed to think? I mean, it could be tough to wake up and go to church and confess all your sins on a Sunday morning after you've been out until all hours of the night on Saturday night doing God knows what, and he knows.
You don't even know me. Like, you have no place to be called. Like, the judgment is, like, oozing out of your voice. I can't.
Answer me this, Reese. When is the last time you had sexual intercourse?
What? Mm-hmm. I am not discussing that with you. You're a pastor at a church, and you're asking me when the last time was I was with someone? Are you serious?
It doesn't have to be someone. It could be with yourself. Just when's the last time you were active?
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Reese, what if you and Pastor Jimmy meet for coffee?
No.
Maybe dinner and a few drinks, and we can discuss God's plan for you.
No. Are you kidding on me? I'm not going out with you. I don't ever want to meet you.
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk to you again.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm not asking you out on a date.
Then what is it?
Well, I was merely asking you out for casual sex.
Casual what?
Casual sex. Just nothing, no strings attached, no dating. The two of us will rendezvous and know each other in the biblical sense, and we can go on our way.
Ew.
Is that a no?
I'm sorry, but there's no way that you're a pastor. I don't know who you are and how you got my number.
Well, your sister Christine was very accepting.
What? What is going on here?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm moving 92.5 doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God.
Your sister Christine set you up.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad. I was... Oh my gosh. Okay.
Your sister said she wanted to shock you, and I couldn't think of anything more shocking than a pastor asking for casual sex.
Oh my gosh.
Reese?
Yeah.
Reese, would you like to pray with me now?
No more pastor.
We can both get on our knees and pray together.
Oh my gosh. You're ridiculous.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Take me to church.